Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC. And AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. We're going to talk healthcare today. Lots to discuss. Let's begin with some headlines that are impacting healthcare in Arkansas. The number of people enrolled in Arkansas Works fell 6% to 309,719 in October. That's down from 330,488 in the same month a year earlier. Arkansas Works, formerly the private option, expands Medicaid under provisions of the Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare. In October, more than 2,100 people enrolled in Arkansas Works. That enrollment was up from September. A Little Rock-based financial technology startup with ties to the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Association announced it's partnering with an unnamed Arkansas bank to offer electronic payments and financial services to the state's fledgling medical cannabis industry. Doing business under a Little Rock partnership called Rockview Digital Solutions, MediPays is the first financial option to emerge ahead of the state's timetable to score and award one of the initial five licenses for Arkansas's first pot-growing cultivation by the end of February 2018. You'll be hearing and seeing anti-smoking ads in greater numbers across the state. Major U.S. tobacco companies have started running ads to comply with a 2006 federal court order after 11 years of appeals and litigation to weaken and delay it. Arkansas has the nation's second highest rate of smokers. Last but not least, we're in an official window for health insurance right now known as open enrollment. For those without employer-provided health insurance, there are options to the state's health insurance marketplace. I sat down with Angela Lothar, director of the marketplace, to learn more. Let's talk a little bit about AHIM, as some people refer it to, the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace. What exactly is it? What will someone find when they start poking around on the website there?
Well, individuals who are looking for health insurance plans can come to the marketplace, and if their employer doesn't offer coverage for them or their spouse, they may qualify for subsidies through a marketplace plan. And our plans cover standard benefits like outpatient services, inpatient care, preventative screenings, and prescription drugs. So high-quality, affordable healthcare plans.
And right now we are in the open enrollment period, started in November, goes through December 15th. You guys are seeing an increase in enrollment, actually, maybe above last year. Why do you think more people are enrolling now?
Right. Well, our enrollment now has exceeded current enrollment for 2017. We won't know what the final numbers are until January, probably, but a lot of folks are coming on to the marketplace and finding affordable plans. Like I mentioned, depending on household income and family size, they qualify for different amounts of savings through the premium tax credits on the marketplace, and that helps out a lot of people.
Do you get any kind of anecdotal evidence of why they're coming versus did they lose their insurance through an employer? Did they, maybe this was a better option for them? Do you have any way to analyze any of that?
We do. A lot of what we hear is, based on affordability. I think that's at the top of most of our minds these days.
Yeah. So someone misses the enrollment period in December, they're out of luck, unless there's some circumstances that would allow them to. Maybe talk through a few of the exceptions there and encourage people not to miss the deadline.
After December 15th, consumers would not be able to enroll unless they qualify for what we call a special enrollment period, and that's usually due to a change in life circumstances, losing a losing coverage through a job or moving or getting married. Those are the types of things that would trigger that special enrollment period.
All right. There is some talk in the Senate tax bill that passed. It remains to be seen if it will actually make it to the conference committee bill that comes out at the federal level, a repeal of the individual mandate, which forces people to get health insurance or pay a substantial penalty now there. Is the topic of that, the repeal of the individual mandate, is that causing some uncertainty for you guys?
Well, you know, I think it's no secret that the individual mandate was one of the most unpopular parts of the Affordable Care Act. So it's a popular topic in D.C. right now. If that, you know, looks like that's going away if the, GOP continues down the road it is. However, well, we don't know what that would actually look like. The changes would not come into play until 2019. So what Arkansans need to know, and especially uninsured Arkansans need to know, is we won't know exactly what's going to be in that tax bill and probably until after the deadline. And again, after the deadline, may be too late for many people to enroll in marketplace plans.
So better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
If you need it, pay attention to it. All right, we got a slate we can put up here that talks about what it is. The hotline is 1-844-355-3262. The website is myarinsurance.com, and you can even get somebody to help you in person if you call that hotline, and there's some people around the state
that
can help navigate a little bit.
We hear from a lot of people who would prefer to have in-person help, and that's available free to you. If you are interested in that, go to myarinsurance.com, and you can search our database, or you can call the hotline.
That's Angela Lothar, director of the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace. Learn more, watch more on this subject at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC. Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions, providing executive-level leadership and management consultative services to Arkansas companies in the areas of innovation, exporting, operational excellence, and sustainability. More information at mfgsolutions.org. And AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.